Harlem, City of Dreams. Harlem was the dream capital of Black America. In letters home, recent arrivals boasted of the great housing, good jobs, schools, and churches. Hundreds of thousands answered the call. Most found the fancy apartment buildings beyond their means, but even substandard housing in Harlem was better than the tin-roofed cabins of the rural South. Most of the jobs available to blacks in New York were menial, but they paid much better than the agricultural wages common in the South. If few migrants could afford to frequent the clubs that gave Harlem its glamorous veneer, they could hear great music at local bars and house parties. Their children could attend public schools. They could choose from an array of churches with worship styles as austere or demonstrative as they wished. If they ran out of money, they could entertain themselves by strolling along the broad promenade of 7th Avenue. Free of the surveillance of the Ku Klux Klan and the white terror that threatened black life in the South, they could embrace a sense of freedom. "I'd rather be a lamppost in Harlem than governor of Georgia," went one popular saying. For many, there was no place they would rather be. Beyond the material realities, there was something special about Harlem that could not be pinned down. Count A. Cullen tried to capture it in his poem Harlem Wine. The life force of Harlem, as elemental as water, is transfigured here as wine. It symbolizes the spirit of the people who come here to pursue their dreams, but find that those dreams are up against harsh realities. The newcomers are not dissuaded. The wine must flow on, and a rebellious spirit is necessary to stay the course. That spirit expresses itself through music and dance. Consequently, the dance is an expression both of rebellion and of joy too profound to measure. The poem speaks both to the jazz that brought pleasure to ordinary Harlemites and to the music that was the poet's muse. If, for black workers emigrating from the South or the Caribbean, Harlem was the city of dreams, intellectuals deemed it the culture capital, the greatest Negro city in the world, the Mecca of the new Negro, and the city of refuge. Harlem was the physical embodiment of the spirit of the new Negro, and it was indisputably modern. The largest black community in the United States, located as it was in the national cultural capital, Harlem logically became the main setting of the Renaissance. But logic was not all there was to it. James Weldon Johnson, one of its earliest historians, offers an evocative description. "Harlem is indeed the great Mecca for the sightseer, the pleasure seeker, the curious, the adventurous, the enterprising, the ambitious, and the talented of the whole Negro world, for the lure of it has reached down to every island of the Carib Sea and has penetrated even into Africa."